It turns out there is nothing quite so disconcerting as the sound of your own voice coming out of a pair of speakers. Welcome to Mastering Portrait Photography, the podcast. And this is an audio version of all of the visual things that we will be featuring on our website. My name is Paul Wilkinson. I'm the co-author of the book Mastering Portrait Photography with Sarah Plater, a wonderful lady who is a wordsmith as well as a photographer, whereas I have limited skills. I'm good at taking pictures and that's probably where it stops. So I get the role of evangelising and talking about the imagery, and she gets the role of just being brilliant with words and analytics. And in this short podcast, I really just wanted to talk about the website, what you can expect, what we're going to be doing, and the kind of atmosphere that we would love to have on it, which is to say positive, driven, energetic, creative, and an awful lot of fun to do, or else, frankly, this is a waste of time. And so, first of all, I just wanted to describe what you might find on the website. Broadly speaking, the site is going to be broken up into different areas. Firstly, there's articles. Now, the articles are going to be the kind of thing that you'd expect, I suppose, in any blog. They are generally, they start with an image. Generally, they have a description of the motivation for the image. Generally, they have some sort of description of the obstacles that we had to overcome to create the image, and hopefully a top tip or two along the way. A lot of them also have technical details of the studio setup, if it was a studio set, or maybe how the lighting, if it was a weird set. So you can get a really nice feel for how each image was done. There are comments boxes throughout. Feel free to give us your feedback. It will be moderated, only to stop spamming, really. Don't worry if you want to say something negative about an image, that's fine, although I prefer you to say something negative and then something positive if you really do have to critique the work. The next area of the website is going to be the video walkthroughs. Now, we've already started recording these. We are going to do probably one every couple of weeks. That's certainly the target. Each of those is where we bring in a video camera or a couple of video cameras into the studio, along with somebody standing in front of the camera, and we will show you how I create images. That's as simple as that. We'll talk about a specific topic, whether it's about how to pose people without posing people, whether it's about lighting, whether it's about parts of the face and how you can accentuate it or diminish them, whether it's about, I don't know, all sorts of bits and pieces. In that area, we'll also do some Photoshop walkthroughs, where I'll sit down and do the retouch on an image and show you how I get from the out-of-camera image all the way through to the finished article. I'm not a Photoshop expert by any means, but I have learned quite a lot about retouching faces and portraits. The next area will be our forum. The forums are, I think, the bit I'm most excited about, because they will or should become a really vibrant and lively community full of interesting insights, questions, feedback from different people, not just from me. And I'm really looking forward to that, because that's where I get to learn something too. So it's not just pushing content out to viewers, it's actually getting stuff back from the subscribers. And I'm really excited about that for so many reasons. Not because I'm insecure about what I do, but because there's always so much to learn. This job of ours is the most glorious thing to be a professional in. And I just started as an amateur. I didn't intend to be a photographer. I was, in fact, an IT consultant. I've got a PhD in computing way back. So I'm a little bit of a geek, but I've always had a camera in my hands ever since my grandfather let me use his box, Kodak Box 620, I think it is. And I absolutely loved the thing. I'm not sure my parents loved it quite so much, given that I had to pay for the film. But it was just a thing of joy. I can still smell it now. And I actually have one of these cameras. My beautiful wife, Sarah, bought me one as a Valentine's gift a few years ago. And when I opened the case for it, I can still feel my grandfather's presence and the excitement he had as I started to play with this thing. And so I was an accidental photographer. I was headhunted. Somebody saw my pictures and asked me to do some work for a marketing agency, and that was that. Off I went. You know, I love what I do, and I've worked tirelessly over and over and over to get better and better and better at it. But that's not to say that I'm finished. You know, I'd love to say, that's it, I'm the finished article. As most of you will know, it's a scary process, and I'm not. I'm generally every day I get up, and I'm ever so slightly nervous that I won't be able to create a decent picture today. On the whole, I do. On the whole, it's a little bit better than it was a month ago. And you keep evolving, but it doesn't change the terror, and it doesn't change the determination, it doesn't change the need to learn. And so I'm a big, big proponent of going and listening to other people speak and getting involved. And that's what I hope and pray the forums become, is this platform for a really nice dialogue and an excuse to actually just talk photography. And also we'll be dealing with the business of photography. So it's not just going to be about the purity of taking pictures, though I'd love it to be. We're actually going to extend the scope of our site from the original idea. And we're going to include some top tips for business, how to go about branding, how to price things if that comes up, the usual kind of things, given I'm very privileged to have a very successful portrait photography outfit here in the UK, and an awful lot of what we learnt the tough way. We learnt by getting it wrong. And so actually I can save hopefully a few scars, but also if people are willing to share their scars as well, maybe we can avoid making mistakes that we might yet make in the future. And that's the forums. There's also going to be this podcast, which is a whole new thing for me. So forgive me if it takes us a week or two to bed it in and work out how it's going to sound, how I'm going to record it, how to make it professionally professional sounding. Because if we're going to do a podcast, I want it to be every bit as professional as the photography is. But I'm in an area that I know nothing about as of yet. So watch this space, or listen to this space, as I figure it out. And I will go and find some good audio engineers and some good people to give me a hand. But I haven't had a chance to do that. So I'm stood here right now in our studio. The sun, well, I say the sun, it's been a bit of a gloomy day. The sun is setting. I have a £40 microphone on a boom stand in front of my iMac, and I'm stood here trying to think about what it is I'm supposed to be saying. So anyway, that's going to be the podcasts, hopefully weekly, maybe a bit more frequent to start with as we cover ground rapidly. That's the basic idea. The final thing is the topics area. Now, this is where the site is most structured. So the podcasts, the articles, the videos, they're not so structured. They are literally ideas that come to us as we take on a shoot. Most of the models that we get in, for instance, on the videos are just our clients, and they come in, and depending what they wear, depending how their hair is, depending what the weather's doing, it fundamentally changes what we can actually talk about, in the same way they're just portrait clients. You know, if they come in to do a sunny shoot and it's raining, I can't do a sunny shoot. Sometimes we can work around it and still cover the same topics. Sometimes we can't. So there's not so much structure on that side of it, but we've created this area called topics. These topics will generally be things that they are snippets of information. So starting with one particular, talking about ISO sensitivity, or the sensitivity of your sensor. This is a basic topic for you, for intermediate photographers. But for a beginner, it's part of the puzzle of getting your exposure right. And so we'll have a topic on that. It'll only be a short paragraph or two. It'll simply mention what it is, how it works, how it influences the output of your camera, how you play it off against other things. It'll be connected, of course, to things like the exposure triangle. And the obviously then from that you get to aperture and shutter speed as well. So that topic then, called ISO, will be cross-referenced against the articles and videos. So anywhere we mention adjusting your ISO to get the right effect, or getting to the limits maybe of your ISO, or using high ISOs at night. I don't know. I've no idea. But you go to the topic, read up on that, use it as a link, and it will take you into all of the articles that mention it. It's a way of creating a little bit of structure around the site, and hopefully you find that useful. But again, as with everything, please just give us some feedback, and we will very happily listen and adapt as we go. So today I was going to answer one question. One question: what is it that I love about portrait photography? Why do I love it so much? What's the magic of a portrait? Well, for me, I mean, I've always loved photographing people, ever since I can remember, in fact. The earliest picture I have that I know I took is actually of my brother. I would have been aged, I think, about 10. He would have been aged then about 7. For those of you who know me, the picture is of him jumping off some kind of treehouse. I suspect I was trying to kill him. I asked him to do it several times, I'm sure of it. It didn't kill him. I met him last night, in fact. He's a lovely fella. He survived it. But it was my first foray into it, and I remember the thrill of capturing a person. Now, I'm like all photographers, a dabbler, so that if I see a sunset, oh my goodness, will I run out and get a sunset. If I see a great hunter's moon, if I don't know, see a beautiful landscape somewhere, I will photograph it, but that's not my skill. My skill always is around people and relationships, and that actually is at the heart of why I love portraits, because when you take a portrait of someone, when you create an image that's compelling and interesting and people want to look at it, there's something utterly, for me anyway, transfixing about that. A nice example for me, it's a very sad day yesterday. The great Roger Bannister passed away, the guy that ran the 4-minute mile. Now, as it happens, I was asked to photograph him a few years ago, and what an absolute thrill. It's the first and possibly the only time I have been completely and utterly overawed with the character who I'm pointing a camera at. Which is a really interesting situation to be in for me, because I'm not that kind of person. I'm usually quite happy to laugh and joke with anyone. But Roger Bannister is a tower in terms of mind over matter. And this was a great thing for me. I have watched, I saw the German Olympic team psychology coach talk once, many years ago, and he talked about Roger Bannister. And he talked about the fact that Roger Bannister dreamt the 4-minute mile night after night after night until he always dreamt it sub 4 minutes. And when he would consistently dream it, whatever it was, 3:59.4 or something, when he was consistently dreaming it, he knew in his mind he had the right mindset to run it. He had the right mindset. He visualized success. And that's such a powerful thing. And we'll talk about that quite a lot in the coming podcasts and coming articles, particularly around the business side of portrait photography. Because if you go into this business with negativity, it's a very tricky business, particularly when you're photographing people, because that negativity in your very body language, the way you talk about it, the way you approach it, the way you engage is going to be affected. Whereas if you come at it really positively, it's amazing the effect it can have. And if I have a skill in particular, it's probably that I can get on well with anybody. I can walk into a room, pretty much engage in a conversation, get them to relax and take a photograph. Not quite so with Roger Bannister. In fact, I found him just overwhelming. He was just this almighty intellect. He was a professor of cognition, I think, in Oxford when I met him. And I took my pictures, and luckily I had this very lovely assistant with me called Kelly. And Kelly is very beautiful. She was blonde. She was in her 20s. And Roger Bannister took quite a shine to her, which was a lovely thing for me because it meant I could have a three-way conversation. And he was completely transfixed with this beautiful assistant of mine, and I could get my pictures without feeling stressed. That's an odd thing. That's never happened to me before. It's never happened to me since. But he was a wonderful guy. And while we were there, his grandson was there. He must have been in his early teens, and he was into his photography. And so we got chatting about various bits, and I sent him a picture back of him and his grandson together, and had the loveliest note, which now sits in pride of place on our desk, on our table downstairs. Such a nice guy, such a great human being, and a real sadness that he has gone. But oh my goodness, what a life well lived. A fantastic guy. And that's why I love portrait photography. Every day is different. If I took the same person 10 days running, I'd have a different experience with them 10 days running. In the same way that you do when you go out drinking with your friends or you spend time with your loved ones. Every time you engage with them, you have something different, some experience from the day, some experience from last week, I don't know, a memory that's come back, a joke, humour. It doesn't really matter. What's key to it is it's unique between that moment between you and them. And that's why I love it, because that moment I create an image, it's a unique moment between me and that person who's in front of the camera. And that's why I love it. And that is what is going to drive through the whole of this website, is the love I have, and I know the love that some of you have for portrait photography, the energy that it gives you, the positivity that it gives you. It's a tough living, there's no question about that. No one will tell you that it's easy, particularly when you're starting out, as you're trying to find your feet and you're trying to find what it is that you do and how it is that you're going to work and the kind of images that you love to capture. That's a tough part of the process, of the journey. But you'll get there. And hopefully we'll be a little bit part of that process with you. I really hope so. So anyway, let us know. Log onto the website. You can send us emails to the contact form. We're just in the process of setting up email addresses and all of the paraphernalia that goes with it. So please forgive us while I get that sorted. But if you use the contact form on the website, if you want to talk to me personally, you can. You're very welcome to. My email address is paul@paulwilkinsonphotography.co.uk. That's paul@paulwilkinsonphotography.co.uk. You will be able to find this podcast on all the usual channels, I hope, when we get it circulated out there. So look out for it. Please subscribe. Enjoy the listen. And we will be back every week. Have a lovely evening. Remember, be nice. Be nice, be positive, be creative. Talk to you soon.